All right, welcome to the August 7th use case realization call. today we'll be discussing the 5G NRM use case from Yao Guang, and he'll be giving a presentation on this use case. This presentation was given at the DDF in June. So if you've attended that, sorry if it's a repeat. If anybody has an issue with being recorded, you can say silent or drop. So thank you. I'll turn the floor over to Yao Guang. Let me stop sharing.
Okay.
Actually, I wasn't sharing already, so so you can share.
Okay. So I'm going to share on the screen. Okay, so can you see my screen?
Yeah, we can see.
Okay, so let me start. This is Yao Guang from Huawei, and my topic is 5G network resource model configuration. Firstly, I will take some highlights from my DDF presentation. I give the link wiki here, and I will just give some highlights of my there, and like what is NRM configuration and the status in 3GPP, and also I will give the initial idea of the implementation in OnLab, and the most important thing is I will give the details of the proposal in this slide, and this use case is targeted in R6. And this will contain the architecture, the when and how to check this use case, the procedures and design and the runtime, and also give some API and component impacts. Okay, so the first thing, this is the reference list of this the 3GPP specifications, and the most two of the most important one, five is the provisioning management service, and the eight is the NRM network resource model. It contains new radio, 5G core, and also the network slice. So if you want to go to the details, you can check these specifications. First, there are three important concepts. The first one is configuration management. Actually, in general, CM configuration management provides the operator with the ability to assure correct and effective operations. This come from 3G network. And this CM action, its goal is to control and monitor actual configuration on network elements and also on the network resource. So in a nutshell, in LTE, it used the IRP mechanism to implement the configuration management. IRP means the integration reference point. But when we move forward to the 5G, it gives the management service, MNS. It comes from the 7 reference. Okay, management service offers management capabilities. These capabilities are expressed by management service consumer via the standardized service interface. So I'll give some examples of this kind of management service, like generic provisioning management service. It looks like the configuration management, and also the performance assurance specific management service, and etc. So when we go to the 5G, it uses the service-based management mechanism to implement this network management. And the third important concept is NRM. that word resource model. This is the key object to this use case. It is the in this in 8 reference the specification. It gives many information model definitions like NR means new radio, and the 5G call NM and network slice NM. I just give the very partial of the NM object here, especially on the RAN side, some like GNodeB DO function, GNodeB COCP function, and the GNodeB COCP function like this. And also it gives the NM like cell and the relationships here. So if you you want to go to the more details or find the other MO or NM object, you can go to this specification. Yeah.
So these are 3GPP specifications?
Yes. I will give. Yeah, the 1-2 line are all 3GPP.
Ah, I see. Okay, good.
And so this is the three important concept. And
So wait 1 second. So are you in this use case, are you focusing on one of these things? These are all very big topics, right? You're not going to obviously be able to achieve everything. So maybe it would be good to sort of set the stage. Are you focusing on one of these bullets or?
I would combine this management service and NIM to this use case.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Focus on 7 and 8. Is that right? Or
I think I'm giving more details.
I think 7 and 8 are those are references, not necessarily.
Reference.
Those are 3GPP references, but I think that yes. From what I understand, what he's saying, that's the point of his work. Yeah.
Yeah, I can give more detail here. In this 5, it gives the interface, and in 8, it gives the NIM model, networks, the model, the object. So you can combine these two things together to do all this use case. So in DTF, I just give the very initial idea to do this. I focused on the CDS. To enhancement the CDS the self-service API, and also to add a new component in CDS. So I just gave them the RESTful component, and this component will call the HTTP-based RESTful. Something like 2AN2X that is come from the 3GPP if the solution set to this API will forward to the management service provider. And I issue the self-serve API's request body here. This is this was used in Dublin and to do the NetConf configuration. So it has three important sections like action identifier, com header, and payload. Yes. So what I try to say is to add another actions like configure modify and also the RESTful protocol to do the NIM configuration. So that's it by the initial idea in the DDF. In the next part, I think it's more details.
Can I ask a question?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, can you go back to the previous one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have this 3GPP generic provisioning MNS provider. What is it that?
This is this entity is used to abstract the capability. It can be implemented or deployed in anywhere in element management service or in a network function side. So in 5G, the service-based architecture means this is the provider and ONAP is the consumer of this service.
So it is more like from an ONAP perspective, it's more like a external management system or?
No. It's like client and consumer and the provider aspect. So you can think ONAP is the consumer of this management service, and you need the vendor or need to provide a server to manage the service provider. So.
Okay. So where is your let's say your PNF box? Where is that?
Yeah. If you deploy this provider in EMS, yeah, PNF is down here, and you can deploy this provider in your PNF device. It's your choice. Yeah.
Okay. So it can be part of your PNF box.
Yes.
Okay. I see.
And what are the
What does it mean by PM box?
Sorry, which box?
You said that this could be a PM box. I'm not sure I understood what that
is. No, it's a PNF.
PNF.
I see. Okay, yeah. So it could be any network element, whether the PNF or VNF. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good.
And what are the interfaces going into this generic provisioning MNS provider where you have 2A and 2X?
Yeah, this is here. So in ref, you can see the six specification. It gives the information solution and also give the a solution setup here. This is the interface and I want to say what is the parameter or the data model is NIM object. So that's why I want to say to combine those two things together.
So but you
so,
so this question your model resource model build in which component?
Yes, I will. In the second part, I will give you the details of this idea, the architecture, the workflow, and also the model in the design and the runtime. So, the first part is just to give some highlights from my DDEF presentation, and the second is to go to the more details. So when I present in the second part, you can ask questions. So let's move on. Okay, so if nobody asks a question, I will go ahead. And this is the whole picture or the whole architecture of this use case. It contains the design time and
I do have, I mean, just maybe we're following up on the same management service provider module shown here. So that is outside ONAP and it's part, you said we should think of it as a service that is part of the PNF?
Yeah, first it is outside of ONAP, so you can say this logical function is outside there. And the second thing is you can deploy it anywhere. You can deploy it in EMS. You can deploy it in your PNF box and the VNF box. Yeah, in 5G it is based on the service-based architecture.
Okay. And there's a question I had, let me ask it. I don't know if it's fair now or we should want to take it offline, but there's a lot of discussion of an interface between ONAP and ORAN. So can you comment on how this might fit into ORAN, the management service provider?
Sorry, I didn't join any meeting in ORAN. So
okay.
If I could just give some brief, in 5G SA5, they came up with this new concept of management services. You can think of them as just FCAPs. So there's a provisioning management service that does the configuration management. There's a fault supervision management service that does the fault. There's the performance assurance management service that does PM. So he's just using this as a generic way to say, this is the provisioning management service. And that management service has a producer. And in this case, the producer would either be the network function itself, either the PNF or the VNF, or if you're using an element manager in between the PNF and the ONAP, it would be the element manager. It's whoever is producing the provisioning management service, who's ever doing the CM for the network function. So I think he's just using that as a generic name. And now he's coming up with a new interface, or not a new one. He's taking the 3GPP SA5 provisioning management services interface, which is a RESTful HTTPS type interface, and they want to implement that in, I guess, Frankfurt. They want to do so that's what this presentation is about, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and in relation to ORAN, ORAN is using NetConf as the interface.
I think that's the question, Linda. So how does it align with NetConf?
This does not align with it because it's not using NetConf, it's using 3GPP. But it does align with 3GPP, it just doesn't align with what we've defined in ORAN, which we really shouldn't talk about in ONAP because ORAN and ONAP are two different alliances with two different memberships, and they really shouldn't be.
Okay,
but we probably shouldn't.
That's why I preface my question with, I don't know if it's fair to ask it now, but okay. Thanks.
But Linda's question is that should we support both, means the people who are going, service provider who are member of ORAN as well as member of ONAP, would they be expecting 3GPP compliant implementation or ORAN compliant implementation or both?
Well, right now, I don't know. Yeah. I think this is an interesting proposal because it applies.
That's the million-dollar question,
right? Yeah. Because this complies with 3GPP, right? So you know, I think it's something we need to discuss.
Yeah,
I think we should let them proceed.
Yeah, I think.
Thanks.
Okay, so. So I will move on.
Are there any other questions on this slide?
So I have a question for your runtime model in here. Which piece you are focused on, can you say for the scope for your network, the resource model will be built into the design time or built into the runtime?
It will provide in, it will design in the design time and use XNF design and also use service design.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will give you the details here. It is a YAML file which will be included in the package, the setup file. And to add the new data types, something like here, the GNOB dual function, and it will use some attributes like GNOB dual ID and list, will give also the data types. And besides this data type, it also need to define the node type. You are familiar with this YAML. Toscan YAML file. And right now in Dublin, we actually have one loaded tab which means the LEMMI is a PNF, and it only models the very primitive the attributes. So
are you proposing to add this into the onboarding package or add into the internal descriptor?
This is on the pre-onboarding package.
So the when you do the CJ onboarding to the design time model, introduce the new node type, like say the CU PU or the, you know, all the logical interface. Also you try to design to your design time model. Oh
yeah, this will I think there are two different types in PNF the package. One is data type, you know, that something like GDB function or the virtual something like a virtual link. Oh, I'm not sure virtual link is the type. And another type is load type. We have the PNF, it is a load type. So my proposal is to add this kind of data types in the YAML file and in the PNF instance model to add this network resource model into the PNF node type. Is it clear?
So let's say you introduce the node type, like the node type, in that node type, then you have the all the attributes in the design time. Then you can the runtime you based on your design time adding certain attribute reflect to network, right? That's runtime. Let's talk about the mainly say your design time. In your design time, you introduce the just say the GNLP, the cell set node type. What attribute, just in the high level, I wouldn't say detail, what node type, then a certain attributes come along with other node type? Can you give us a few examples?
You want to say the load type, right?
Yeah. That's the new for you, introduction for this scope, right?
Yeah, load type is, yes, I can give you a file. But load, actually it is how to structure. So can you see my screen? I'm not sure if I just
you're still showing the slides. Yeah.
Okay. Like, how to change?
Okay. I think if you share your entire screen, it should just follow whatever you're changing.
Okay, so you can see.
Yeah, now we can see.
Yeah, this is the load type and example. I'll give some example like you know, the dual function and the functions, and this is the load type. And in the session of load type, we have in Dublin we have some load type like NFV CP connecting point and NFPNF. Yes, it's here in Dublin. We have the attribute like descriptor ID, function description provider version and something like this. And my proposal is to add things like this one, GNOB dual function as it a new attributes. Sorry for it is not finished. That is the idea is here. So GDB dual function and COCP function will be the attributes of this
Yaoguang, that's a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The property that you put there, is this design time property?
Yes.
Because like a yeah. GNOC, if you go back to your slide, I just try to understand you're in the slide, you have some property list there, like a GNOC, DUID. That sounds yes. like a runtime properties there. Well, in design, how could you know that this ID, what number it should be?
Yes, great idea. So you can see this, this is the whole procedure in the design time. First, I think you are very familiar with this procedure. You can use the XNF design to add a PNF, right? And yeah. before you add a PNF, you need to import the VSP, like this XSETA file, right? You will correlate this PNF model with this SETA file, right? Actually, there are more files in this SETA file. So it combined to these two things together. And the second step is to create a service. Actually, when you create service, you need to do the conversation. In this service will contain this PNF resource. This is all PNF resource. So after you create this service model, you do the service distribution, and this whole thing will distribute to the SO catalog database. And after that, in the runtime, you will do the impound play. You will do the service instantiation, right?
Yeah, I understand this is a procedure, but my point is that if we take one of your property in your slide, you have the GNOB DUID. That
yes.
is, by definition, is a independent, unique configured from the cell identifier. So it looks like it's a runtime property. It's not something you can onboard it. I mean, as a vendor, I cannot provide the GNOB DUID for operator.
Yeah, but during the service, when you call the service instantiation in the use VID, right, it will put these values down.
Correct. You are correct. It's only when you do instantiation you assign that ID. So it's a runtime property. It's not a design time property.
Yeah.
At least it cannot be onboarding. You can't onboarding a GNOB DUID.
No, this is just in design time. It's a modeling phase.
But still, yes, you can put the modeling, you can put the template, that's okay. But you can't onboard it. You can't get that template from a vendor. That's something separate.
I think Zhu is saying that it's a property already, and they will be a runtime property. But you know, when you're onboarding a PNF, you just don't know that as a vendor.
Yeah, correct. Like your PNF ID, it is always assigned when you do instantiations. But when you onboard, you never know what his PNF ID is.
Yes, let's take Pack and Pay. I think also that's very familiar with this use case. I think you in the design time you give some PNF ID in the SETA file Tosca.
Hello? Do we lost Yao Gong?
Yao Gong, we can't hear you if you were talking. Well, in any case, in PNF, in plug and play, I mean, during runtime, the PNF in the PNF registration event provides a ID, but that's not an onboarding thing. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see all this property that you put on the slide. It's similar like the IP address of a PNF. It's not something you can onboard it. in the onboard package, in the onboard PNF descriptor, you need to indicate that what kind of interface your PNF box support. You have IPv4 capability or IPv6 capabilities. That's something you can indicate. But for the IP address, it has to be assigned in the runtime. It's the same thing for your GnuB DUID things.
So, so onboarding just beyond for before Yao Gang join in. For the onboarding, are you going to put into like a certain control domain interface into the onboarding, or had it come from a network device?
Right now, we don't have any because we are following this SOZ01, and SOZ01 doesn't define anything yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yet, you model the PNF in, I think here, right? This Tosca template, there is an attribute of PNF ID. So use VID to call the service instantiation. And it needs the actual PNF ID value. So what my proposal is we add the network resource model to the PNF load tab, and during the runtime, during the service instantiation, it's not only to instantiate a PNF instance, it also need to
Yeah, cutting off. We can't hear you anymore again.
Yeah, let me see if I can put in the chat that he's to Yao Guang. We are not able to hear you.
While we're waiting for him to come back, I do think that the discussion of the NRM and these models is very complex. And we could spend probably days discussing
this. We're getting lost,
and,
yeah.
And how it's going to work, because yeah. I think that a lot of work needs to be done there. I would like to get to the point where he's describing exactly what the interface looks like. Just
yeah,
just
that's
my,
a good.
Just I, my opinion.
I agree. Yeah, that's. Refocus back on the main topic here, so we're getting maybe sidetracked here. Yeah, now we can hear you. Good. Okay. So there, I think the team wanted to kind of understand the overall more of your slides. Just keep going, I guess.
Okay, so this is I think you know. I'll go and give my the steps here and how to use this use case is you can use the in plug and play in actually in the post instantiation step. Also in machine process and also we'll call the configure deploy API to the CDS and we add a new executor in CDS. CDS will do the network resource model configuration to the provider. Yeah. And also in the configuration management maintenance, you can do the MO managed object CILD operations. You can do the configuration retrieval to modify the MO attributes and also to delete the attributes or the management object instance. Yeah. So this is how to use this use case. This is in the design time procedure. And you know, yes, this day we will use three design tools like XNF design to add a PNF, use service design to do the create service. What I want to say in this step, it supports the conversation, but I'm not sure it support declaration. Declaration means to select what you want management object and its attributes. You can define many MO here, but you can do a few of them configuration in the runtime. So declaration is a very useful feature, and it was supported in the UI. So UI team tell me this feature. So and this is another thing is we use the CDS. Yes, this actually is CDS UI to upload controller blueprint and to do the design work there, and after that to deploy this blueprint to the CDS runtime. So this is in the design time. And also, if we take the RM configuration with PMP, we need to do some BPM enhancement. We added this new activities in after post instantiation activity, and also you can customize the separate BPM workflow. So this is BPM design. Okay, in CDS UI we can reuse and also can override the function. This is the new component in CDS executor, which will be in a controllable in the microservice repository. So this is in the design time. And in the runtime, all this package ready. And another thing is to do the precondition is also to insert entry to SO's catalog DB. This action is used to correlate the service model and the BPMN together. And after that, we do the service instantiation. It is to reuse the existing API here just to add the new MO values. MO values here. And during the SO and the CDS, we use the self-service API to do the configure deploy. You do the NRM configuration. We'll use these two actions. And in the CDS, the new executor will process the service input, including this management of instance, and send this request as a RESTful request to the provider, to the provision management service. Okay. When the MO instance creation completes, it will back HTTP respond to the executor and also to carry back to the SO and the VAD. So in a nutshell, the whole workflow is the VID will send RESTful API to SO. This will invoke the service instantiation. And SO will do the self-serve API to CDS. CDS use the new component, and this component will send the RESTful API request to the provider. Okay.
New component, new microservice sending a HTTPS request, yeah, to the EM or NF.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you repeat the question again, Ben? Are you talking about CDS?
So he said the word new component. So I was just verifying. There's basically, I guess, a new microservice there. Is that, did I hear right?
Yes. In CDS, there are three modules: self-serve API module, and the blueprint process mode, and also executor mode.
Executor. Okay. So you're referring to these are the things that the executor is the thing that sends the HTTPS communication down. But it's not a new microservice, it's existing.
Yeah, there are four executors in CDS, the command line executor, the line.
Also, Ben, CDS is part of controller, so should we, like, you know, SO called, should we draw a CDS or put a controller box on CDS and, so that people don't get confused?
I was also hoping that maybe we could come back to where you just got cut off. You were mentioning that there was a command line interface already there, right? What other, this is a new interface, right? There's probably a netconf interface there already. This is a new one, is that right?
Yes, Shankar can explain. Shankar, do you know what are the different interfaces CDS runtime support today?
CDS, I don't know. Maybe is Yuri on the call or?
No.
I guess my question is this proposal proposing a new interface so that configuration management can be done in yet another way? Because I believe that, I don't know what CDS supports, but if I look at the VNF requirements, configuration changes can be achieved using Ansible, Chef, or NetConf. And is this RESTful interface that's being shown here another option? Is that what this is?
I think it will be new, I believe, Miles. I think NetConf, Chef, and Ansible, it supports today. But
from the CDS, the website, they give a lot of options. It can be RESTful interface, it can be NetConf interface, can be...
So does it support REST today, John? Yeah. That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah, I talk to the Yuri on this, and they can do the RESTful interface, they can do Ansible, they can do NetConf Yen, and they just be flexible, decoupling the current interface, it will be flexible. The question, in my mind, I try to capture today's presentation. What is the new, what is new? You introduced the new data type, right? Then you adding the flow will now be changed for here, right? Or you?
I think what is new, the most important new part is this component. In CDS, it will provide not only the configure action, and we want to do some other actions like get action, modify MO instance attribute, and also delete action.
But Yaoguang, I think the question is, all the action you're mentioning here, is that part of your blueprint scripts, or is that a new functionality inside the ONAP component?
First, it is in the blueprint, and what I'm trying to propose is we will to do the new component and it provides the functions there.
So which one is the new component? Is a executor?
Executor. Okay. Executor is a new kind of executor.
So the executor, including the new thing you say, we adding the new null type from beginning for design time, then runtime follow the existing flow, blah, blah. You come to the CDS. The CDS, then you include the new box, so we have the new functionality, so-called executor in here. That's the new for your...
No, the executor is there. I believe what he's saying is that the new type of executor for REST API, but I thought REST is already supported, so maybe that need to be clarified. But there's already an executor in CDS today.
The existing executors doesn't support the network resource model configuration. So my proposal is to add a new kind of executor and we'll use the RESTful protocol to do the unarm configuration. So the whole top name is unarm configuration proposal.
So is it the model that you need to introduce in the executor or the REST API adapter at the southbound? Which is new?
Yeah, this new, firstly, the new, there is a new can, there will be a new kind of executor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And secondly, if you only do the unarm configuration, creation, you don't have new API or your new action. But if you
It's cutting out again. So I think what's new is, at least as I understand it, is what's not there today, which is what I was trying to ask, is that there's a new executor. He mentioned four different executors, but I think what's new is one that supports a RESTful HTTPS-based communication down to the southbound thing, and as opposed to, say, netconf. That kind of brings us back to Linda's point about are we trying to support a REST, both a RESTful and a netconf? And, you know, this proposal sounds like it's introducing a RESTful HTTPS-based interface to the EMS or to the XNF, whereas before this proposal, I think we were just looking at netconf, I believe.
Well, we would support netconf, Ceph, and Ansible, so the three were supported.
Right, yeah.
So REST might be an add-on, it's not just the REST, but also maybe that there will be some impact on that it has to understand the model so that it knows that how to interpret the payload it's getting.
Yeah, but the models, we have to do that no matter what protocol you use, right?
That's right.
I mean, we have to support these 5G NRMs no matter what protocols you use to do the configuration management.
Yeah, because
that is right. Yeah.
The model, you got to be formed the right model for the currently how the, you know, for the control plane. That's all I'm trying to see how the node type introduction, what attribute or its core property will be included for that model.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. So yes. Before you got cut off, you said something about just fault. So is this only for fault? I would have thought that if you were gonna use this to do the fault configuration, you know, to configure fault reporting or whatever, that you would also use it for maybe configuring PM jobs and other kinds of things. This is a single use case that you think is applicable?
No, I'm not going to do in the fault domain. What I'm trying to propose is used for the configuration, same domain.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I didn't ask my question correctly. Configuration, I think the example you were showing is configuring fault providing or whatever you want to call it. But you would also propose the same mechanism be used for configuring other things, right? Parameter updates or creating any kind of managed object, not right? I mean, this is a generalized proposal is what I'm trying to ask, not a one sub use case proposal.
It's used for the all kind of NRM object. But when you could want to say the fault configuration, I think fault management, there are existing APIs and interface that create management job. I think
The fault management, they have the blueprint currently resigned into the SDC, the module. When they distribution, they touch the template to distribute it to. I'm not sure he's, yeah.
No, I think John, what he's saying is that we could use this new REST interface to configure anything, including parameter setting, fault configuration, performance configuration, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, you can define your own data type in your template. You can configure any type. So I think we only have 5 minutes left.
Yeah, did you have more slides to cover?
Yes, so the new thing is that not only this creation procedure can be used for the other operations like get, modify, and delete. And also when we consider the SO loss one API, we have the service instantiation, but if you want to do these three things, we need more things like in the service API, like to add the PII instance side and also the MO instance distinguished name. So this is what I see. And for the third part of this slide is API impacts. In design time, there is no API impacts. In the runtime, if we focus on service instantiation, there is no impact. If we want we get modify and delete an NIM object, we need to add the new API. SO to CDS, we use the subset API. Right now in Dublin, there is only configure, assign, and config deploy action. So we need, in this new executor, we will provide three other kind of operation like config modify, config get, and config delete actions. So this is the API impacts, and in the component, only impacts the most important one is CDS and SO. So the SDC will uses new data type and load types in SDC to do this PNF and service design. And SO will do this service instantiation and maybe add new building blocks. And it will cost the subset API like to enhance the actions. So, okay, so that is my proposal.
So you mentioned an impact on the VNF requirements. Are, I think what you're saying is that perhaps we have to add then this RESTful configuration as one of the acceptable options in addition to Ansible, Chef, and NetConf, is that right?
Yeah, in CDS there is no there is no Chef and Chef executor right now.
Yeah, the VNF requirements specify that a network function can be configured via NetConf, Ansible, or Chef currently. And so I think what you're saying is that a network function with this change would be configurable via a RESTful interface, this RESTful interface, and NetConf, Chef, or Ansible. That you're basically adding another method, basically, right?
Yes, RESTful interface.
Okay.
Okay, and of course there might be some ramifications from that as we try to align to various standards and stuff as well. Any other thoughts or questions from anybody? Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Can you post the slides on Wiki?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll post them into today's talk. I'll put the chat. I'll put the link in the chat here for today's meeting. It's off the 5G use case page. Chat to everyone. Okay. So they'll be here. and I'll upload the recording as well. So Yelgon, thank you for your presentation. That was very informative. And next week, Marge and Vimal are due to present on the ONAP ORAN harmonization use case. That's a new use case happening in 5G. Okay, we've hit the top of our time. Thank you everybody for attending. I hope you found this useful. Thanks.
Thank you.